Hey, everybody, and welcome back. This is the first episode of 2018, and thank you all once again for tuning in, for being loyal to the show. After 196 episodes, I just once again want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in and for supporting us each and every day. So, as I mentioned in the sneak preview, I've been doing a lot of thinking about the show and what to do it and how to enhance it to bring more value to you and help you guys with the things that you're writing in about and the questions on your mind, the questions on my mind. One of the things that I wanted to start the year with was a topic that I feel I am constantly coming back to and has probably added the most value in my life. So here we go, 2018, how to make big change, how to make things happen and bring it into our everyday life, not just read the books and think about them, right? That's the goal of this year. So I'm pulling this one right out of Eckhart Tolle. I went back to The Power of Now. If you guys haven't checked this one out, it is really one of the most powerful books. I sort of forgot. It's been years and years and years. I was reading it over the holiday, and it's just amazing. And Eckhart talks about this idea of happiness and inner peace. And if you've listened to a lot of the podcast, you know I'm really, really, really obsessed with this difference. Inner peace versus happiness. Happiness is that experience when we have an ice cream cone, when somebody we love walks in the door. Happiness is fleeting. Happiness comes and goes. Inner peace is the thing that we're all looking for, but we mistakenly think of it as happiness. When we can pull those two things apart, when we can recognize that pleasure, happiness comes and goes, and pain also comes and goes. They're fleeting in nature, but what we want is inner peace, and that the path to inner peace comes totally from a different set of principles than happiness. That's when we can start finding that grounded, authentic, confident self that we can bring into our everyday life. So let's check out what Eckhart Tolle is talking about here as he so powerfully discusses it in The Power of Now. He talks about this idea that, you know, like I said, happiness is different from inner peace, but inner peace happens when, here we go, right? I'm going to quote him. It is an essential aspect of forgiveness. He says, forgiveness of the present is even more important than forgiveness of the past. If you can forgive every moment, allow it to be as it is, then there will be no accumulation of resentment that needs to be forgiven at some later time. And the reason I quote that particular line is because that is what I think so many of us, I get hung up on. I know you get hung up on. How do we forgive the moment to allow it to be as it is so that we don't resent it for not being the way we wish it to be? So, you know, something bad happens. It's not pleasurable. We're not feeling positive. We're not having happiness. Somebody dies. Get sick. Things happen. Just the day goes badly. It's been a cold winter here in Chicago. I'm not enjoying myself in this weather. Whatever the case is, whatever that is that's not bringing you happiness, you forgive that moment and you accept it for what it is in the moment as it is. And bringing your state of a mind and attention to the moment, to the literal moment that you're sitting, whatever you're doing right now, if you can tune in to this exact moment that you're listening to my voice, and whatever else you're doing, if you're driving, if you're cooking, and you just accept that this moment is fine in whatever it is, that you're okay in this moment, that nothing needs to be changed or corrected, and you can allow this moment to literally exist just the way that it is, that is how we get to this place of inner peace. And what I thought was so cool about this section of The Power of Now is he goes on to talk about a quote from Marcus Aurelius. Marcus Aurelius is a Stoic philosopher 2,000 years ago. And Marcus Aurelius says, accept whatever comes to you woven in the pattern of your destiny for what could be more aptly fit your needs. Accept whatever comes to you woven in the pattern of your destiny for what could more aptly fit your needs. That was Think about that. That's 2,000 years ago. This has already been explained thousands of years ago, and it hasn't changed. There's nothing new about this. He is basically saying that in this moment, whatever it is, this pattern that is showing up here, it's meeting your needs, whether you're aware of it or not, whether you accept it to be true or not. This is the moment. This is what's happening. And allow that to be good enough. The reason that we get stuck in this space is we have such a hard time accepting that there's not a right or a wrong or a good or a bad way that life should be. But those things are separate. This might not be pleasant. It might not be what you want. It might not be how you would desire the moment to be. But that is not the same as accepting what it is. And when you can simultaneously understand that this moment isn't what I wanted, right? Who has that? Who has every moment aligned with what they desire? That is a setup for misery. So if you can start to see the world as potentially not going to meet those needs, those projected ideas of what you believe you need or what you didn't get, but in every moment, try to just see it as what it is. And you know what? If you're just having a bad moment, it's a practice. You can tune back in. It's not something that most of us can live in. That is what cultivates that inner peace. So 2018, guys, I hope you liked this episode. Try it, practice it. It was talked about 2,000 years ago. Eckhart Tolle, who now did this incredible book, Power of Now, is still talking about it because it's such a complicated idea, so hard to bring into life. You know, we're busy, the phones are beeping, the news is going, everybody is struggling to just get through our days. It's very hard to pull ourselves back and take in the moment, accept that moment for exactly what it is. Not that it brings us pleasure, not that it feels painful, but that this moment is the only moment that exists. And so I'm going to accept it because it's just what there is. I hope that's helpful. I hope you guys enjoyed today's show. And once again, thank you for tuning in for our new season, 2018. We're going to really bring it into this next level of practical advice, things to bring into your daily lives. And I thank each and every one of you once again for tuning into our show.